This is Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School News. My name is Jana Larson, and I am teaching fourth grade this year, and we are standing outside here in our new courtyard garden at Sawtooth Elementary looking at a beautiful and meaningful mosaic piece of art. This year's fifth graders and fourth graders helped out in making this beautiful mosaic piece of art, which signifies the four symbols on the Grand Portage Reservation flag.
Hi, I'm Diami Blackwell, and I helped this project because when my dad came up to talk about it, we started to get an idea of making a mural of the four symbols of the Grand Portage flag.
How come your dad joined us for a visit, Diami?
To teach kids what the symbols mean. The deer represents for warmth and food for the winter. The arrow protects the natives, and they could use it to go hunt. The turtle saved the natives during the Great Floods, and Nanabuju put a piece of soil or earth on its back, and it grew, so he saved the natives. The pipe is for ceremonial stuff. If you kill a deer, you put down tobacco. If you kill an animal, you put down tobacco. And at funerals, they would use the pipe.
A project of this magnitude takes a lot of effort on many, many people's parts. Kelly Dupree was an artist in residence that helped us design the flag. Tom Jack was involved in curriculum, and he was able to spend four different instructional sessions teaching our kids the Ojibwe language. The students, little by little, piece by piece, put together the mosaic tile in order to come up with a rendition of the flag and its symbols. And many community members were involved in helping. We worked on this in the spring of last year and also throughout the summer.
Hi, I'm Dave Stewart and my wife Joanne.
Hello.
And we are kind of the spokesmen for the support for ISD School Fund. The fund is used for the purpose of helping the ancillary projects of the school. We're really very pleased and honored, frankly. We've come 550 miles for this honor to help fund this project, and it's exciting.
Well, I think from my standpoint, education has always been very important to both of us. We came from humble beginnings, and education was always an important part of our lives as children, and all of our parents both saw that we got to college, which was not an easy task for them. And so we just want to make it better for other people and give the children up in this area an opportunity to do maybe things beyond what they ever thought they'd be able to do.
I'm really a believer in public art, and I feel like within the curriculum in the regular classroom these days in education, there's not a whole lot of room for artwork. And I feel like a project like this gives kids an opportunity to exercise their creativity, work together in cooperation, and then they come up with this fabulous, beautiful product.
I would really encourage them to the whole WIT audience to join us and walk with us. We're not asking you we're not begging anything, we're simply asking you to walk with us. This is a project, and we know that 100% of our money is going directly to the school and for those purposes. And Principal Gwen Carmen and Beth Schwartz decide where the money is going to go. And each of the donors can, in fact, designate where they want the money to go. And that's another purpose of it. But it's open to everybody. It's primarily geared for the non-resident owners, but anybody can give, and we'd certainly appreciate that.
I think it's critical to provide all kinds of opportunities for kids to exercise their creativity. This is just one of the many wonderful, amazing, creative things that teachers in Sawtooth Elementary are doing.
I would like to thank my dad, because if he didn't come up and talk about the flag, this mural wouldn't be here. And I would also like to thank the kids, Tom Jack, Miss Larson, and everyone else who helped. Thank you for listening to Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School News.